Presidential nominee J.D. Vance spoke with CBS's Nora O'Donnell about the growing possibility that independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy is set to end his presidential run.
I grew up in a family where we were mostly blue dog Democrats. We were Kennedy Democrats. I think, unfortunately, a lot of old school Democrats feel like the party has left them behind. Robert Kennedy saying that Donald Trump actually represents and fights for American workers and the American middle class.
The Arkansas Supreme Court has upheld the state's rejection of signature petitions, stopping an effort to get an abortion rights initiative on November's ballot. The new Canadian rail workers strike could have an impact here in the U.S. if it drags on. Labor expert Greg DeYoung says immediate issues could be coal and petroleum exports, but it could go beyond that.
Just everyday normal stuff that winds up in our local stores, anywhere from shoes to clothing to electronics that come in through the west coast of Canada and then wind up at U.S. destinations as well.
A Guatemalan national has been indicted for his alleged ties to a human smuggling effort that ended with 53 migrants dead in a sweltering tractor trailer in San Antonio 2 years ago. U.S. Attorney Jaime Esparza.
Not only do we seek justice for the deceased and those who are injured, but we aim to send a message to others involved in smuggling of humans.
Well, forecasters say it's going to be another day of triple-digit heat in much of Texas today. This middle schooler in Houston is uncomfortable.
It feels very humid in an enclosed space, so the air, it doesn't even circulate. It's just hot air, period.
Former Las Vegas politician Robert Tellis, charged with killing a reporter, is testifying at his own murder trial. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson says it's risky.
Now, because he's put himself in that chair, not anything he said, it's being there, deciding to testify, we can expect a very vigorous cross-examination by the prosecution.
Wall Street, the Dow is down 147 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Regional rail service is moving on down the line with another local government giving the okay. The Kenosha County Board has given its backing to a feasibility study for the proposed KRM regional line. Gateway and the Navy could be getting together. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports Gateway Technical College is considering a $5 million renovation to expand its welding program in partnership with the U.S. Navy. Gateway officials say the project is in just the discussion phase. Racine leaders support revising water service agreements with Mount Pleasant. The Common Council voted this week to proceed with negotiations amid a dispute over lower job creation projections for the Foxconn project. Kenosha's Kemper Center is experiencing leadership turnover. 5 board members and the executive director have departed. The organization says they're searching for a new executive director right away. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Cards clip the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a 6-4 lead heading into the bottom of the ninth, but Devin Williams allowed some walks. St. Louis able to send it into extra innings. The Cardinals loading up the bases in the bottom of the 10th. Nolan Arenado at the plate. Cover John Fox.
Arenado, deep left.
The final, the Cardinals 10, the Brewers 6. Game 3 today. NFL concerned for Packers running back A.J. Dillon, who's not practicing after suffering a neck stinger in last week's joint practice in Denver. Dillon had a neck stinger at the end of last season.
We want to be safe and smart. You only get one body, so, thinking about how we can be out there and be as protected.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
The sunshine just won't stop, and high temperatures hitting perfection in the mid-70s. With winds still blowing off the lake out of the southeast, it'll be cooler by the lake shore. Otherwise, tonight, increasing clouds with lows falling to near 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
The rest of the story.
When she was a little girl, her parents called her Duchess because she was composed and confident, because she knew what she wanted and was good at getting it. But that was many years and much lost confidence ago. Now Duchess was a cleaning woman. Any more extravagant aspirations she might have had fell by the wayside as reality intruded upon her youth. Had she only stayed in school, perhaps, or had subsequent professional ventures not failed so miserably, but she was a dropout and a washout. And now Duchess was doing wash, cleaning other people's homes. And this is the rest of the story. As a child, Duchess was a lively, happy mother's little helper, but then one day mother left. Left children and husband and home to run off with another man. There was a bitter custody battle over the children. The father won. Inevitably, the children lost. It's not that their father was anything less than an able and loving father. A good single parent will tend to overcompensate, but for Duchess, life was never the same without her mother. And after passing through a state of agitated depression in which she chattered incessantly, suddenly she became introverted and withdrawn and would hang her head and bite her nails and say as little as possible. In school, classmates liked her, but she was never a leader. Her favorite reading was romantic novels. She wore jeans and no makeup and looked after herself quietly. Her grades were unimpressive. Dad thought a new school might help, but she dropped out after 6 weeks. Needed to find herself, she said. The next 2 years were spent floundering. She even tried teaching at a children's dancing school. Duchess did love children, and that work seemed tame enough. Her class was comprised of three-year-olds, and what a challenge they were. All Duchess had to do, of course, was hold hands with the toddlers and dance in a circle and help them to act out children's songs and teach them to touch their heads and shoulders and knees and toes. But after 3 months, that challenge proved too formidable, for it was a job requiring an extrovert, and the Duchess was no extrovert, so she quit, and as I say, became a cleaning lady, cleaning other people's houses. Once in a while, she would talk about summoning her confidence again. Maybe, she said, she could become a part-time nanny or a kindergarten assistant. And yet, among her friends, there was not one who could imagine Duchess as any kind of a girl except the girl that she was, quiet and frightened, uncertain and gangly, an ungainly teenager, not at all the sort who might turn out to be fashionable and self-assured and sought after and even scintillating. And yet she did. You see, the Duchess I've been describing, the finishing school dropout, the cleaning lady clad in jeans, has become known the world over as another kind of lady. The dimed novel dreams of her childhood have come true for Diana Spencer, whom you call Princess Di, the future Queen of England. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Turn, turn, turn. There is a season. Turn, turn, turn. Everything turned. There is a season turned. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to gain, a time to lose, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time for love, a time for hate, a time for peace. I swear it's not too late.
Chrissy's home for local news and time. This is right here at WRJN. Oh, man. About a half hour. Brewers at Cardinals. The pregame show, 12:48 today.
West Racine, local news and timeless hits.
You know,
Every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough. It's the way we do Proud Mary. And we rolling on the river. Listen to the story now.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleep. And I was worrying about the way that things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Rolling on a river.
Rolling on the river.
We say we're rolling.
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 Rolling on a river.
Rolling on the river.
WRJN, Ike and Tina Turner right there. Proud Mary. Yeah, and John Fogerty wrote that tune for Creedence Clearwater Revival, but actually, he wrote that song literally 2 days after he got his discharge papers from the National Guard. Wrote it. Creedence Clearwater Revival recorded it. And then 2 years later, Tina took a song and owned it. So, and he was always proud of that. John Fogerty was always proud of the job that she did. He just said, the queen of rock and roll did my song. He was happy with that. He said she was actually the one who owned the song, not him so much the way that she recorded it. Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at B&L Office Furniture in Kenosha. We're talking 50% off. A $100 gift certificate, but it's today only. And they got the ergonomic chairs, beautiful adjustable desks and workstations, and not just for work, but for your kids. Their little workstations as they get ready to go back to school. $50 off a $100 gift certificate at B&L Office Furniture in Kenosha today only on WRJN.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Halfer Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries, hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun, only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at B&L Office Furniture in Kenosha. Welcome back productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, and workstations. Whether new or refurbished, their dedicated staff will ensure you find everything to create your ideal workspace. Go to WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals tab and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
when
back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
so
back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause it's kinda big and he's awful strong. My reputation.
Hey la, my boyfriend.
Local news and timeless is right here at WRJN with the awesome Aretha Franklin. And what?
You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Think that you might go let yourself be free. Let's go back. Let's go way on the way back when. I didn't even know you couldn't have been too much more than 10.
Yeah.
That's the Buckinghams. Kind of a drag. Local news and timeless is right here at WRJN. And Paul Harvey, I get to air him at 12:05, and it's just a blast for me. Grew up with him, love him. And Don Rosen also airs him at 7:25, Monday through Friday. If you'd like to learn how your business can be a sponsor of this awesome show, just call us during business hours at 262-634-3311. So 3311. Otherwise, normally to reach me, it's 262-634-WRJN. But 262-634-3311. We work with any budget right here at WRJN as we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. On stage at the United Center, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson praising the Biden-Harris administration for rebuilding a once prosperous black neighborhood in Milwaukee, literally split in two under so-called urban renewal policies of the 1960s.
People of color were displaced, homes destroyed, businesses shuttered, all for a quicker commute. Under Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, we're bringing Bronzeville back.
The bipartisan infrastructure law is also paying to replace deadly lead pipes in older Milwaukee homes. Wisconsin taxpayers who qualify will be able to file their taxes directly with the IRS for free. Taxpayers in 12 states in April saved millions in tax preparation fees. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Regional Rail Service is moving on down the line with another local government giving the okay. The Kenosha County Board has given its backing to a feasibility study for the proposed KRM Regional Line. It was a 15-7 vote in favor of the resolution. The study, funded by a $5 million federal grant to Racine, will examine funding options, concept, and design for the rail line that could connect Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee. It might not feel right, but do it anyway. Brittany Merlot has more about merging.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding drivers to resist the Midwest nice, especially when approaching a lane closure in a work zone. Here's the correct way to merge. It's called a zipper merge. Utilize both lanes up until the orange barrels and take turns merging. This keeps traffic flowing continually and avoids long lines in one lane. You can learn more about how to zipper merge at wisconsin.gov.
A potential collaboration between Gateway Technical College and the U.S. Navy could lead to an expansion in Racine County. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the proposed $5.2 million renovation would double the welding lab's training capacity and offer free 16-week certificate programs in various technical fields. It would be to support a Navy submarine effort. The college's Board of Trustees is scheduled to vote on the proposal, with final approval still needed through the state and the feds. Kenosha's Kemper Center keeps having turnover at the top. The nonprofit organization managing Kenosha County's Kemper Center and Anderson Arts Center has had five board members leave, and the newly appointed executive director, Daniel Gashke, says he's departing as well. Gashke, who also serves as vice chair of the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors, cites inability to function under new bylaws as the reason for his resignation. The new Kemper board chairman says they'll begin searching for a new executive director right away. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
WRJN weather.
The
sunshine just won't stop. And high temperatures hitting perfection in the mid-70s. With winds still blowing off the lake out of the southeast, it'll be cooler by the lakeshore. Otherwise, tonight, increasing clouds with lows falling to near 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
WRJN with the Beach Boys.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Out of here, go!